The whole point of this is to find some way that the homosexual lobby can identify businesses that they can target. So basically, you put one of these stickers in your window. It's like paying protection money to the mafia. If you've got one of these stickers in your window, the gay lobby will leave you alone.
But
if you don't, you better watch out because they could be coming after you.
Mm-hmm. I just didn't know where the proof was for that claim.
Well, I guess we'll never know, will we?
But that claim is coming from American Family Association, correct?
Yeah, because what you're apparently kind of blind to here, Anna, and I can appreciate the fact that your understanding and your awareness may be limited here, but everywhere that you have the active, aggressive, assertive homosexual lobby, they punish Christian business owners. Everywhere they go, that's what they do. I realize, I would think you'd be more aware of that. We're talking about New Mexico and Oregon and Washington and Colorado and New Jersey. I mean, the examples are legion of where this kind of thing happens, and apparently you have a little bit of difficulty grasping the concept that this is what the gay lobby is really all about. It's not just about getting people to accept homosexuality. It's forcing people to support it and celebrate it or get punished. That's what the gay lobby is all about. There's no reason why their agenda is not going to be the same in Mississippi as it is in every one of the other 49 states.